Hi, my name is Linda. I have a son who's dealing with mental illness. Corey was diagnosed at the age of 19. He was away at college, and he was a very good basketball player. He went there on a scholarship in North Carolina. I got a call from school that he was having some problems the first year, first semester. So he came home for Thanksgiving. I was like, who are you? He was talking nonsense. I was like, oh no, what is wrong with you, Corey? Because first thing I thought, he was on some kind of drug or something. I said, you in that college, going to college, taking drugs? And what? What you talking about? But it wasn't drugs. It didn't seem like drugs. So finally, I took him to the emergency room. Got there, he's out of his mind, talking all this stuff at me, angry with me. So at that time, they didn't know what he was diagnosed with, what to diagnose with, what is wrong with him, what's going on, did he take some drugs, this and that. Wasn't that. Years and years now, he's out of college. He's not going back, because I got to watch him now. I got to see what's going on. So we was in different institutions going through it. Then finally, they diagnosed him. They're saying that he had a nervous breakdown in school. Now we're moving on with this. Medication, changing it, different kinds, and trying to see how it's going to work for him. Corey's not accepting this. Nothing's wrong with me. Why you got me on this medication? There's nothing wrong with me. He's not accepting that he's sick. He's around his friends. They partying, doing anything. I get a call. Oh, Miss Linda, you got to come get Corey. Corey up. Okay, get out my bed. I don't care what time it is. I'm coming to get him. Try to work, because he's not in school now, on medication. So we back and forth. Now this is a back and forth process, because we just learning it. We don't know what to expect. That's what I want Corey to get to the point of knowing. When the signs come, you must know your signs of this mental illness. There's no shame to it. It's no shame. Don't look at yourself as a bad person. You did something wrong to deserve this illness. You didn't. It's not your fault. It's not your parents' fault. Get the help that you need, because it's out there. There's a lot of support groups for you, a lot of people out there suffering from the same thing, confined in your parent, your family. Don't be ashamed. Don't be ashamed.